And because God is the greatest power, you know the rest. You know the rest. I will, you shall, we shall never, ever be defeated. What a glorious morning. What a day to be alive in the land of the living. What a day to be a part of history. Amen. To see God do what he's going to do. And I'm excited about this week. I would that Pastor Butler would come on again today. And I am just so excited about what God is getting ready to do and about our prayer time this morning. It's 6:05 and we usually pray till about 6:27. Pastor Butler, I want you to go from 6:05 to 6:27, however the Lord leads you. And then I'll come in at 6:27 and take us on off and sign off. But I want us to go ahead and just start off and hear your heart or whatever the Lord is saying to you, about 2-3 minutes, and then go into prayer at about till about 6:27. Now listen, prayer is a daily necessity if you're going to have triumph in your life. And we're starting at 6 a.m. on purpose. Now, you know, I want you to hear me. Anybody would love to be asleep during this time, especially those who don't have to wake up for work. Now, some of you have to wake up for work. And so, of course, you're not able to be asleep right about now. But most of us or anybody would want to be asleep. But when you understand the power of commanding your morning, you get up and you put in this time with the Lord, and you speak to the sun, speak to the stars, and you start your morning off with him. Because when you start your morning with him, amen, it's going to end well. Because he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. And remember, if the first fruits be holy, then the whole lump is holy. So when you start off your day with him, with the God who is holy, then you sanction your day for the rest of the day, and you sanction your week, and you sanction your month. And I am excited about what God is about to do this month. I mean, I am so charged during this time of consecration and calling on the name of the Lord. I am so charged during this time of intercession and during this time of calling on him and decreeing and establishing. I am so charged, and I want to say to you, get charged. Now we're praying. We're not asleep. We're praying. Get on up out of that bed. Awake thou that sleepest. That's what the scripture declares. Get on up and let's get ready to bless God. Let's get ready to start our day with him, to give him the glory, to give him the honor, to bless him. My God, he woke you up this morning, and he gave you a good mind. How I know? Because you had a mind to pray. You dialed the number this morning and said, I'm ready to pray. Amen. Some of you are struggling, but you still dialed that number because you're ready to pray. Oh, by Shata, Andeleke Salamandalakoya, Ilele Baba Shata. My God, I'm charged up. That's the butler. We're giving it to you, the 6:27. Go for it. Glory to God.
Good morning, overseer, pastor, and prophet. We appreciate God for you. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Saints of God, we're so grateful to be in the land of the living. And the Bible said the dead does not praise him, neither does any that go down into silence. But David said, while I yet have my being, will I praise him. The Scripture tells us, amen, wherever we keep our minds at, he will keep us in perfect peace if our minds are stayed on him. So, amen, the first thing we want to do is get focused. What is focus? Firmly on course until you're successful. And that's what it takes when it comes to prayer, particularly in the morning when your flesh don't want to. You have to become focused, but it has to be something that you have already predetermined in your mind, for as you think, so are you. Amen. And so we're thinking victory, triumph, amen, overcoming power. And we're focused on the list that Pastor had told us to write down of being successful and the scriptures that accommodate that. And as we do that, we're getting ready to give God glory in advance that it is already done, because he already decreed that he declared the end from the beginning, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all of my good pleasures. Let's meet his majesty. Let's come, amen, into his gates as the scripture has commanded. Father, in the matchless name of his majesty, our Lord and Savior, the name above every other name, that wondrous, matchless, majestic name, Jesus the Christ, Son of the living God, we bless you, we honor you, and we enter into your courts with thanksgiving. We come before your courts with praise. Hallelujah. We're thankful unto you, and we bless your adorable name. That's right. We bless your magnificent name, because you are good and your mercy endure forever. Great is your faithfulness, and your loving kindness is better than life. Father, we give you praise this morning, hallelujah, for being in the land of the living, because it's a truth that the dead does not praise you, hallelujah, neither does any that go down into silence. But God, we adore you and we bless you, because you have given us opportunity, privilege, and you've given us, Lord, access once again to come before the Lord Jesus, your presence, where there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand, higher, hallelujah, our Lord Jesus Christ, blessings forevermore. God, we want to lift you up this morning, corporately, individually, globally. Father, we lift you up and say, the name of the Lord, hallelujah, be magnified. We glorify you, because praise is comely for the upright, and unto you, God, shall the vow be performed. Father, we adore you. We thank you right now for laying us down to sleep, but we awaken because you sustained us. Hallelujah. We give you the praise this morning, because, Lamb of God, we have a mind to say thank you. We know where we are. We know who we are, and we know whose we are. And for that, God, we praise you, because we realize that it was your doing and marvelous in our sight. Therefore, God, let the people praise you. Let all the people praise you, God, from the rising of the sun, before the sun come up. Hey, la bombrase. Glory, hallelujah, unto the going down of the same. Your magnificent, hallelujah, your magnanimous, marvelous name is to be praised. Once have we heard, and twice have it been spoken. The power belongs to God. Father, it's in you we live. It's in you we move. God, I glorify you that we have our being. Father, you are our keeper, our strength, our light, our help, and our salvation. And we praise you. Thank you this morning, Lord. For Lord Jesus Christ, the ability to even talk, the ability to even walk, the ability to move our hands. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for the ability, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to get out of the bed on our own, Lord, cognizance. We give you glory and honor this morning, Master, because you have, Lord Jesus, done great things for us, wherein we are glad. We stop and make it our business, our priority, to say, Lord, if it had not been for you, glory to God, on our side, we would have been consumed. But because, Lord Jesus, you are faithful, hallelujah, you are faithful, and Lord Jesus Christ, we are here now to decree and declare, Lord, we're kept by the power of God, and that through faith, hallelujah. So be lifted up, our Lord Jesus, Kingsman's Redeemer. Be lifted up, the King of Glory, the King of the Saints, the Prince of Life. Oh, Lord, we adore you and magnify your wondrous, magnificent name. Father, before I ask anything, make any petition, I want you to know, Father God, that we adore you, we love you, and thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy that endures forever. Thank you for forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, for strength through the cross. Thank you, God, for the companion of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lamb of God. Hallelujah, for your word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And it's the entrance of your word that give us light. We thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, for our families, that you've kept them and you've blessed them. Father God, even those that are not saved, those that are not, Lord Jesus, under this umbrella, you said to him that is joined to all the land of the living, there is hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. So we thank you for the hope for our Lord Jesus Christ relatives, the hope for our Lord co-workers, the hope for, Lord, those that, Lord, even despise us, the hope for them to, Lord, come and taste and see that you are good. Higher, hallelujah, and your mercy endure forever. God, I'm a celebrant. We thank you this morning, Lord, hallelujah, that we're not in a wheelchair, that we're not laid in the bed with a colostomy bag, that we're not, Lord Jesus Christ, wrapped up with a white jacket. Hallelujah. We thank you right now that we're not incapacitated. Hallelujah. Not knowing where we are. We give you glory and praise. We look not down on those that are. We lift them up, but we give you praise that you've allowed us to be the ones to stand in the gap and make up the head. For the land and for the people, we thank you for this privilege, this opportunity. What an awesome opportunity that you've given us to be your representatives. Thank you for it. Thank you that you caused us to be, Lord Jesus, the beacons that shine in darkness. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you call us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And not because you're so good and goodly to be praised. Father, we thank you that you put in us a desire to share this good news, hallelujah, that the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and you're able to save to the uttermost them that come unto you, seeing that you ever live to make intercession for us. We give you divine praise. We give you divine glory, hallelujah, because praise is comely for the upright, and unto you, Lamb of God, yes, sir, shall the vow be performed. Father, with our lips will we praise you. With our mouth we will open it wide early in the morning and decree and declare the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Hallelujah. The righteous run into it and we are safe thereat. Father, I just want to bless your adorable name with the saints of the Most High. I want to give you glory. Hallelujah. With the brethren. I want to lift you up. Hallelujah. With those, Lord Jesus, that are kings and priests of you and your Christ. I want to lift you up. Hallelujah. And bless your magnificent name. Oh, bread of heaven, you are the bread of life and the branch. Hallelujah. We give you glory, you mighty captain of the Lord of hosts. Glory to God. You are the arm of God. We give you the divine praise and glory that's due unto you. Hallelujah. You're Jehovah. Hallelujah. Bless God, Rapha. You provide everything for us. And for that, we give you divine praise. We honor you, Lord, that you are the bread of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The meat of hunger and the water of thirst. You're the door. Hallelujah. To the sheep. You are the Lord Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. God, you are the elect of God, Jesus. I give you praise because you're the counselor, the mighty God. Hallelujah. The everlasting Father. Hallelujah. The Prince of Peace. I give you praise today. Hallelujah. As the arm of the Lord, the chief cornerstone. Matter of fact, you're the day spring. My God. Emmanuel, glory to God. We lift you up, hallelujah, who are faithful, the firstborn among the brethren and the first begotten from the dead. Keep high. God, we give you praise that you're the shepherd, not only the shepherd, but you're the chief shepherd of the sheep, the great I am. You're the Lord Jesus Christ, great high priest. Hallelujah, you're the only holy one of Israel. The King of Kings, hallelujah, the leader. You are, Lord Jesus, our life, the way, the truth, and the life, the light of the world. We bless you right now, thou Lion of
and the tribe of Judah. Roar, summer high. Roar today. Hallelujah. Bless God. Let your voice be heard throughout the regions of the world, and even in the regions of the dam. Hallelujah. That every knee should bow that Jesus is Lord. Roar, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Roar, Lion of Judah. Keep our surely by high state. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Hallelujah. The offspring of David. You are the morning Lord star. You're the plant of renown. God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Because you're the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Our Savior. The root of David. And you are the rock of our salvation. Glory to God. You're the Son of the Blessed. And you are the righteousness of the church. We bless you because you are wonderful. You're everything we need. You're the second Adam, the Son of the Highest. Hallelujah. The true God. You're the matter of fact, the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. No man come to you. Hallelujah. Except, hallelujah, you draw him. We thank you for drawing us this morning. And it wasn't by our own Lord Jesus Christ desire, but you put a desire in us. Hallelujah. To hunger and thirst after you. And then to seek you while you may be found, and call upon you while you're yet near. God, we praise you for this. Father, this is the Lord's doing, and marvelous in our eyes. And for that, we bless you. Oh, praise, praise, honor, and glory, power, and might, dominion and majesty, it belongs to you, because you're the word of life. You're the wisdom of God. Jesus, you are the word of God. You are wonderful. You are the Lord, true God, the true and the living God. We bless you for it. We adore you for it. We honor you for it, because you're the great I am. You're the judge, hallelujah, of Israel. And you are Lamb of God, the Holy One of God. You are Mephibosheth, the faithful witness. Hallelujah. The everlasting. Hallelujah. The everlasting thou art God. You are Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, in whom we live, move, and have our being. Glory. Oh, be lifted up. There's none like you. There's none to be compared with you. Hallelujah. You are the only one that walks on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah. You said the heavens are your throne. The earth is your footstool. Hallelujah. The clouds of the air of the dust of your feet. And Father, we glorify you. What a mighty, what a magnificent, what a matchless, magnanimous, marvelous, and highly majestic God we serve. There's none to be who is a God like an our God. There's none like you. And because of that, we glorify, we magnify, and we lift you up on high, because your name is to be praised. Once have we heard, and twice have it been spoken. The power, it belongs to God. In the name of Jesus, Hashabah. I feel led to, amen, pray for those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are hospitalized, hallelujah, those that are going through in their bodies, hallelujah, according to Psalms 91, amen, as we've been given a mandate to read it, we're decreeing and we're declaring, amen, that you are healed. You were healed. It's already done. You just need to go ahead and accept it right now. We stay the hand of every adversary that comes against God's people even now. Lift your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that I am covered, hallelujah, under the shadow of the Most High. I thank you, no plague, no sickness come near my dwelling. I thank you that you are not only my healer, but you keep me from being sick. Come on, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, God, I thank you that you placed on my heart to stand in the gap for those, Lord Jesus, that may be laying down. Hallelujah, that the enemy infiltrating their mind, their mind, Lord Jesus Christ, taking it away from you. Father, causing them to lose their confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Father, we stand right now, and we decree, first of all, strength. Strength for the brethren. Strength for the handmaidens of the Lord.
strength for the men of God right now that are, Lord Jesus, going through physical battle. Lord, whatever it is, blood, whether it is, Lord Jesus, heart, whether it's mindset, whether it's, Lord Jesus Christ, ailments, whether it's proclivities in the flesh, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, divine healing, we thank you, we appropriate, hallelujah, your word, which is a salve, it is the balm of Gilead, and we decree and declare right now, hallelujah, that they are rising up out of that bed of affliction, hallelujah, glory to God, rise up, thou that sleepeth, and Christ shall give thee light. Father, we pray the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, and that their mouth would, Lord Jesus, follow the scriptures, and that their mouth would, Lord Jesus Christ, only speak those things that you said, for you said we shall have whatsoever we say. So today we decree and we declare that we are healed by your stripes. We decree and we declare, hallelujah, the wholeness of our bodies. Hallelujah, we decree and declare every heart murmur, every skin condition, every mental, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, disruption, every, Lord Jesus, blood infusion, hallelujah, that has gone wrong in AY. Father, we stand now and we appropriate the blood and the word, Father, because you said we can decree a thing and it will be established. So we call things that may not be as though they are. Father, we know the doctor's report say one thing, but you said to let God be true and every man be a liar. So we decree now, hallelujah, lift up that bowed head, hallelujah, and come up out of that lazy spirit of selfishness, of self-anxiety, worriation, and frustration. Hallelujah. Let your mind be set in heavenly places from which comes the Savior. Father, right now, let this prayer become a springboard. Let it thrust them back into position. Let it thrust them back into a place of faith. In the name of Jesus, Father, we invade, hallelujah, the courts of hell and every assignment of the enemy this morning, hallelujah, that would, hallelujah, their demise. And we decree and declare, Father, you're using it and you're going to be glorified out of it. But God, we give you praise also. But those, Lord Jesus Christ, that take you at your word, that we are healed, that we are healed and we don't have to be sick, that we are healed and we don't have to be down, that we are healed and we don't have to be oppressed. Father, depressed, God, we glorify you this day because it's another day you have made. To rejoice, not feel sad, hallelujah, and sit back and gloat over our problems and our trials. God, we cast every care upon you because you care for us. Hallelujah, and we lift up our heads, hallelujah, as a gate, and be lifted up the everlasting doors. We make room for you, majestic wonder, Prince of Life, hallelujah, the only potentate who only has immortality that dwelleth in a light that no man can approach unto. Hallelujah, the only wise God, we lift up our heads unto you and say, Lord God, whatever you said is right. Whatever you said is true, and we are the redeemed of the Lord. We're healed, we're blessed, we're delivered, we're set free. Hallelujah. We have, amen, bless God, the blessing today. Today it should be a good day, not only a good day, but a good and a godly day. Mutaya, in the name of Jesus.
Kala, Elebo Soto Lele Mandalakia. Leba, everybody, right now, wherever you are, begin to pray in your heavenly language. Begin to bless them. Kalabo soto lele mandia. Lebrande leve cliste lele kushana. Menka dule bi ansolo bohuta. As you're getting ready, as you're moving around today, pray in the Holy Ghost. You know not what to pray as you ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession. Be praying in the Spirit. Come on. Mikele, Likele Bosha, Lebrondolo Salu, Munkafini and Telebe, Lebasha, Elabokotaya, Le Mandelebeke Kalalabasha, Elamandolo Bositi Limiende, Mankanini Mian Valadoso, O Zeche Basha, Jibankala Mandolokoya. Ilele andolo bosika la labanda la baha habasha abandere bekobosia libe kotolo bosha le mandolo bosita la labaya Build yourself up. Build yourself up. Build yourself up. A great day today. Come on, declare that while you're praying in tongues. I have a great day today. I have an awesome day today. I have a day of knowledge, a day of insight, a day of revelation. Amen. Nothing will be hidden from me today. Anything that I need to know concerning my life and its affairs will be revealed to me today. Come on, declare that. Anything that I need to know concerning my life and its affairs will be revealed to me today. Thank you for insight. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for information. Thank you. Obasha. Fobaboboko shekelelema. Handelebesheta. For foresight and oversight of my life. Show it to me. Show it to me today. Let nothing catch me by surprise today. Let nothing sneak up on me today. Let nothing sneak up on my children. Sneak up on my family. Sneak up on my finances. Sneak up on my nothing. 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 Lift your voice and declare that. Yay, Masha. Yay, Mikosha. Yay, Mandele Kokalala Bashata. Lami mi an solo moya. Robo moko shande. Iba baba shata lamanda. Hey, the will of God concerning my life be done today. The purpose of God concerning my children be done today. The will of God concerning my church, concerning my family, concerning my husband, my wife, concerning my life, my destiny. The will of God concerning my life be done today. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven today, today, today. Lift your voice. Abba, ikalabosha, limandili kizaya, zeleleboko tolobosha, yay, masha, yay, mikendele bekotaya, yababa sita, ilolabobosha, hey, mandele kobosa, limandili kitaya, yantanakusha, ebalabasha, hey, mande, no element. No element, no element on the outside or the inside hinders me today. None, none, none. No disease, no infirmity. Amen. No sickness hinders me today. I breathe well. I walk well. I talk well. I feel well. I am well today. Masha. Come on, declare it. Mene, mene, mene ne me komo. Minkanini. Ileliando Lobosha, Halabashata, Leba Baba Koso, Robokunda, Lemendele Kitaya, Liliando Lobosha, O Basha, O Labashate, Yembebe Kosolomokita, Ilele Mana Labasha, Robokoto Lobosha, Mendelebe Kelemanda, Nina Namamansaya, Zana Mokota, Ikabokoshe, Lebe. Lebe bebe se. Yay, mata. Yay, makaboso. Mo, munini eshe. Yay, a good day. Ilele babasha. Handele be kolabashata. Handele le balabobosu to lele mandia. Mikonde lele ma. In the name of Jesus. You are declaring a good day today. Now remember, this is Wednesday. We're on our consecration. What are we doing? We're turning down our plates. What are we doing? No social media. Amen. That's our consecration. No Instagram. No Facebook. No TikTok. No Snapchat. Amen. All of these social media things that distract us, that beset us. Amen. Come on. I told you, if you got to delete it, if you got to log out of it, whatever you need to do to not be distracted. Some of you say, well, what do you do during the fast? The time that you would usually be sitting up on social media, every time you feel like it, read a scripture. Amen. Give yourself the prayer. Pray in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You should get a lot accomplished because you have more time. You're not sitting up on social media. And I know you keep saying, well, I don't just sit up on social media. But those 2 minutes add up to 5 minutes, add up to an hour, add up to 2 hours. But you're turning it down. Amen. You're not going out to eat. That's money being saved. Oh, my. Amen. I gave you scriptures to read, all right? And the additional scriptures were Genesis 16, Genesis 17, and Genesis 21. Amen. I gave you those extra scriptures to read today. Genesis 16, Genesis 17, and Genesis 21. You have prayer requests that you have before the Lord this week, all right? Remember those in your time of prayer. You've written them down. Remember them in your time of prayer. Target them. Go after them in prayer, whatever it is, all right? Halabashandi ilamandulukusaya ilabashatalamande ilelebisetalelemoya. Be faithful and let's be committed. You know you're turning down social media and you know that you're only eating fruits, vegetables, and drinking water. Fruits, vegetables, and drinking water. Fruits, vegetables, and drinking water during your time of consecration. You are blessed. I look forward to praying with you at 6 p.m. this evening. Again, I will not be going to Miami. I'm going to be here in Jacksonville, amen, praying, resting, and calling on the name of the Lord, hearing his voice, getting direction. And then I'm excited about next week is our time of consecration and shut in. Where we'll be shut in the church. All right. I love you so much. I'm praying for you. Make sure you're on the line this evening at 6 o'clock, on the line at 6 o'clock for prayer, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Let's be faithful. I'm so excited about what God is doing this week and next week. I love you so much. You will have a great day. You're going to be praying in the spirit. You're going to be in the word. You're going to be in prayer. And let's just stay consecrated. I love you so much. I'll see you at 6 p.m. for prayer. More grace.